Northern Iowa, Indiana State. Then Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock, you get preview, insider, pregame, and then 4 o'clock live broadcast, and you get to hear that all the way through. Exciting, exciting stuff. This segment is going to be brought to you by Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's now even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates. The company's motto of getting candidates, companies, and everyone on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 300 jobs are open on the website and at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking keep both the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. I also have Melissa Merrifield getting ready to come in, and she's on her way. So we're going to have a little bit of radio silence so I can, there's not a lot of people here right now, and the ones that are here are in their offices and meetings. So I'm going to have to go let her in, but we'll do it very quickly. It's well worth it to get to talk to Melissa about Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, and very excited to be able to do that. Just a little bit more here on some of the things happening all across. Damar Hamlin today was awarded the Alan Page Award. It's for doing the most for those in need. And Damar Hamlin, during everything that he has gone through, he accepted the award today in person. It is a fantastic story that's going to have a good ending. I don't know if it's going to have a football good ending, but it's going to have a good ending. During his time fighting through all of this, he has raised over $9 million through everybody's generous donations, because what else could they do? They wanted to help, and they knew they couldn't help Damar because he had the best in the world helping him. So they decided that they would help everybody else. And I think that is a great thing. And I'm so happy to be, you know, able to talk about it. I think that is an outstanding thing, and I cannot wait. This Sunday, Iowa State Athletics, it is Beauty and the Beast this Sunday. You can go see Iowa State wrestle and Iowa State women's gymnastics. It's a dual ticket. You get to see both. That is a big deal, and I hope people take some time to go do that. I think it's just another one of those things that has sports going in the right direction. You have universities, colleges, that understand that to be the best, you have to be able to get both men's and women's sports on the map. And I think they do a really good job in doing that. And I'm very excited to see. Just some other just little things here. The Damar Hamlin thing was really big. Talking about the WNBA. The WNBA, a couple of days ago, it said that they want to expand, but they don't think that they can expand until 2024, 2025, or 2025, 2026. The WNBA is about ready to get their biggest influx of talent that they've probably had in 10 years over the next 3 years. And as long as they can work this out and get this through, I think they're going to be okay. One of the deals that they're dealing with right now is they have some league trouble. And one of the biggest league troubles right now is that the Las Vegas Aces are being called to the carpet because they are trying to get around the salary cap by paying players under the table. There may be nothing worse than that in a league that is supposed to run at the highest echelon of making sure that nothing nefarious is happening. The simple fact that you can do items like that, that you can say, well, come here for salary cap purposes, we can only pay you this, but we will pay you more. It'll just be off the books. It puts the player at risk. It puts the league at risk. It puts the ownership at risk. It puts everybody at risk. And it's at a point in time that the WNBA needs to strengthen its footprint, not take away from its footprint. If it's true, and this is happening, I think the worst thing that can happen, or the biggest punishment that can happen, is you just defund the team. You just take the team out of the WNBA. You put all the players up. You draft based on I don't know how everything would work. I think that's the worst case scenario. I think it's probably well deserved. If you are doing that with multiple players, anybody that had payments underneath the table in circumventing the salary cap, all of their contracts should be null and void, and they should be able to go out and they should be able to go wherever they're going. These young ladies want athletes. These young athletes, all they want to do is they want to play sports. That's it. That's all they want. Sorry, I had to sneeze. Wow, I must have WNBA sneeze. That's what they want to do. They want to play basketball. They want to play basketball like the NBA plays basketball, get paid somewhat. They want to have officiating be the same. They want coaching to be the same. They want ownership to be the same. And it's not happening. You've had owners get in trouble because of the way they treat the WNBA players. It's just they're having a lot of issues, and you're getting ready. Alea Boston, Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, Azia Fudd. You have all these, Ashley Jones, you have all these players that are getting ready to come in and regenerate, reinvigorate the WNBA, and they're messing it up before they can get there. And it's not going to work, folks. It's not happening. And I don't know what you can do to get them to understand that. So, I am going to, give me a second. I am going to let Melissa in because it's that important. So give me just a second. I understand dead air, not good, but hold on. Okay. Thank you for your patience. I just ran out and ran back, and now I'm going to have to take some deep breaths. Wow. I'm out of shape at 57 years old. I'm in better shape than I used to be. Okay. So anyway, I think the WNBA has a little bit of a, they have some issues, and I don't know. You got your headphones? No. I have you on. How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Very good.
Didn't mean to interrupt your programming.
Well, I wanted you to interrupt my programming. So what's up? It is Melissa Merrifield.
You know what?
Orthopedic.
It is amazing. We've got some really great things going on. Just keep things moving along.
That's good.
Helping you get back to living.
Yes, it is very good. I did a little preview for DMOS, and it's exciting times. And I drive by on a daily basis, both in Des Moines, West Des Moines, and in Ankeny, and you're very busy.
We are very busy. But you know what? The nice thing is we can still even get next day appointments with our spine center, and we've got our walk-in injury clinic that you can just walk in. You don't know appointment needed. You're there.
And you can see how long the wait times are.
And you can see how long the wait times are. But
that's even better.
You know, the biggest thing is like if you slip and fall and you're not getting any relief in your back and you need some issues, our spine center has next day appointments available, which that's pretty incredible.
It is incredible.
Nobody likes to be in pain.
No. Okay, so Des Moines Orthopedic enjoys local activities.
We do.
You do a ton of stuff with the Wolves. You do a ton of stuff with the Wild. You're involved.
Well, we do try and be very involved, you know, but it's more so our doctors are getting involved in the sidelines, and it's the health it's helping keep those athletes safe. And if there is an injury, making sure that they are there to help in any way possible. And that is what we are built in this community to be pillars of, and just making sure that they get the expert care that they need to get them back in the game.
And that's the funny thing. So when we're out there and you know, we're sitting at home and watching games, or we're in the stadiums watching games and someone gets hurt, you see the type of care that they get. And that's one of the things that I love the most about Des Moines Orthopedic, is they want to do that for everybody, not just athletes, not just who we're seeing on TV. They want to do that for everybody. They want everybody to feel like they're Caitlin Clark, or their Caleb Grill, or their LeBron James.
Well, that's the nice thing about DMOS is we also have our Engineer Performance by DMOS, which is athletic training enhancements and physical therapy. So we really have the whole team on board, ready to get you back, getting you back into the game, helping you however you need. If you got sore joints, aches, pains, bones, bone issues, ankle, foot, we have a doctor, we have a specialist for you, specifically for you.
And that's the great thing, because participation in high school sports is at an all-time high in the state of Iowa. The amount of exciting basketball games, wrestling meet. We just had the girls wrestling meet, the first Iowa State girls wrestling tournament.
That's just amazing.
And it's if there was going to be a state that's going to lead the way, it's going to be us.
That's awesome. You know, and it's about time that we see those type of opportunities being presented. You know, you talk about sports. We've got Iowa State wrestling coming up. We've got Iowa Girls State basketball coming up. Our doctors will be on the sidelines for the basketball games and the boys basketball games. And just providing that level of care if something should happen. And God, we hope that doesn't.
Right.
We hope that nothing does happen.
And we might have something big coming here in March, too.
We do believe
that we have the NCAA tournament coming to the city of Des Moines.
Oh, my gosh. You kind of tease me, because there's a lot of good things kind of happening in March. But there's an even bigger.
Hit me another one.
Yeah. So we are having a marathon day with the Isle Wolves, the IMT Des Moines Marathon.
Yes.
There will be a marathon that will be ran at the stadium. And the reason why we call it a marathon of a day, because Iowa Wild plays early in the day. They have to switch the court out to Iowa basketball, Isle Wolves. And then we're going to run a marathon. Yes, we are going to run a marathon at the event center.
I like it.
Yes.
That's why she's here to talk to me. Because we're gonna promote the heck out of it is what we're gonna do.
We're gonna have fun.
We are gonna have fun, because that's what we do when we get together. That's what we do.
We want to have fun, and if you haven't got a chance to go out to the Iowa Wolves game yet this year, boy, you're missing out. It's just an incredible game. You know, yesterday I was sitting at my desk and I was getting text messages from my friends who were enjoying the game, but they enjoyed the game also with 5,000 Des Moines Metro students got to go enjoy the game and see the basketball game. Isn't that incredible?
It's exciting. The most important thing, it is for my radio show, for Des Moines Orthopedic, for the Iowa Wild, the Iowa Wolves, the biggest thing that you can do is marketing. And you have to figure out how to best market what you do. And the best way to do that is to bring people in and see it live in action, and all the moving parts and everything that you can help to do that. I went to 6 last night down at the Civic Center.
Was that great?
It was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
It was totally different than the other things that we've gone and seen. We saw Forbidden Broadway down at the Temple.
I saw Cats.
Oh, Cats would be amazing.
Cats was pretty incredible.
It was. I talked Tony next door. He another one of the guys that heard the radio station, and he's like, it was like a full-blown concert, except for these gals were so talented, and it was fun, and it was different because it was 80 minutes, no intermission. It just took you through the whole story, and you were done.
So you're saying I need to put this on my bucket list.
Yeah, it is really good. The Six Wives of Henry VIII, and it told a story, but it told a story in a really cool way.
But isn't that incredible about being a part of the Des Moines market, and just the all-incredible opportunities that we have, not only with the men of soccer, the arts, the entertainment, the food, the dining. You could.
And it's only going to get bigger, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference, I think, of Des Moines and the surrounding communities, West Des Moines, all of them, is I think before they never thought we were a big enough town. And you don't have to be a big enough town. You have to be good at what you do. I think that's one of the biggest things. I've been to Chicago. I've been to Minneapolis, been to all these big cities with friends. And they're like, oh, yeah, sometimes the food's okay. And, yeah, but, you know, it's the ambiance. And I'm like, okay, well, if you come where we're at, not only do you get the ambiance, but you get perfection, too. And that is a big deal. I like both.
Yes, me too.
I want the ambiance, but I want my meal to be good, and I want to have a good time. So we have plenty more to talk about with Melissa. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing you live right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. We got plenty more to talk about. We'll be back right after this break. Welcome back, everybody. Once again, happy Wednesday. It's getting that time of night. Be safe driving home. I had to drive down to the Civic Center last night, so that's a different way that I go. And, oh, my gosh, it was like the Daytona 500. I'm not lying. It was crazy. With semis. Whoever did the Daytona 500 with semis. Now, you're a driver if you can do that. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. Tonight we have Northern Iowa at Evansville. You're going to get the first segment of Zach Gelb, and then we're going to jump into pregame. For that Northern Iowa game. It's a big game tonight for Northern Iowa. It's a much-needed win on the road if they can get it. This segment is going to be brought to you by, because I have somebody here, so it's going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. They have three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Their urgent injury clinics are at both the Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at dmos.com. Hours, West Des Moines is Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Ankeny, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So if you got those and I was too quick, West Des Moines opens up a little bit later, stays open a little bit later, and Ankeny opens up earlier and closes earlier, the same on Saturdays. The difference between urgent care and emergency room is the severity of the health problem. If the condition is life-threatening, go to the emergency room. If the conditions aren't, figure out what is. It could be hand, it could be your knee, it could be your shoulder. It's a good time to try these urgent injury clinics because you can look up wait times. You know where it's at. You just have to go to DMOS.com. And new to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa. It's great to have that because of our high school sports, our collegiate sports, our professional sports. They're helping in all of that, and it's a great group, and it's a ton of fun with DMOS. And Melissa Merrifield's in here with me. I'm getting good. I think I could do that in my sleep, that read there. So we just a ton of stuff going on, so let's go over some of this stuff again. So we have a marathon, so it kind of explain what that looks like to the audience.
Well, that looks like to the audience that we have some great athletes here in Des Moines area that are going to be running around the rink, around the event center on the top floor for a marathon, 26 miles.
26 miles.
I think it's 26.3, actually, yep. Miles for a marathon.
Yep.
So they're going to run while the Iowa Wolves are playing. And they're going to finish on the court.
That's awesome. And we're going to be there. And I'm going to be drinking a beer watching people run a marathon around the stadium.
Yeah, because I don't want to run a marathon.
I don't want to run a marathon either. I do want to drink a beer with you. And so there you go.
We can do that. That'll
we can
be fun.
Do that. Just to talk about, we had you and Chip in here. Having the Iowa Wolves here, it is fun entertainment. And the thing that helps me the most is I'm 57 years old now. I need to be occupied. My time needs to be occupied. And there's never a time that there's not something going on. Basketball is not going on. They're shooting things up into the stands. People are running around doing things. The halftime, I have no idea. They must have people line up forever to do these halftimes, the young kids coming in and dancing and all the dance groups and all that, to give them an opportunity to be on that floor. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. And, you know, yesterday there was 5,000 Des Moines students that went to that. Just the incredible things that it does for our community. You know, but we're not far off from baseball season.
Oh, man. I know. And that's even better. Right?
March 31st, opening game.
Yeah.
And you might have to sit in the stand and try and catch a t-shirt this year.
There you go.
Because it might be from DeMoss. You might catch a DeMoss shirt.
I love it.
At an Iowa Cubs game this
year. That's the way it should be. And we have the radio show has a really good, with Randy Wehofer, he comes in at least once a week during the baseball season. I try to get him in here as much as possible, but pretty soon he's going to put up a restraining order because all I want to do is talk about old time baseball with him. And, you know,
there's stuff like going out to a baseball game, a basketball game, a football game. There's just something about it that has a nostalgia that gets us excited, but also brings community together and creates really good experiences.
Yes. You know, we're getting ready. State wrestling's getting ready to come up. If it's not this coming weekend, it's the weekend after. Then you have girls basketball will come in right after that. Boys basketball will come right in right after that. Then you hit right into March Madness with having the tournament here. You know, that is one of those things. And some of the folks that we've talked to through DeMoss on this show is just how much fun it is for them to help local high school. So what have we got?
We just got that's our wrestling promo. Oh,
there you go. DeMoss is proud to support Iowa High School Athletics. I love it. And I'm going to tell you, going on her show is to die for, right?
On Megan's? Yeah. Yes. Having a conversation with Megan in Hello, Iowa.
I think I have, when the tournament comes, I think I'm slotted to go in for a small interview. So that'll be exciting.
That is exciting.
It'll be a lot of fun.
It really, truly is about all of us synergizing and working together and collaboratively, you know, from our doctors on the sidelines to you and I sitting here talking about DeMoss and how great DeMoss is and what a wonderful facility and that we have multiple locations. But it's also the community partners that help drive us, and it's the customers, and it's our friends and family that support us through all of these different journeys and avenues, and that's what makes it a really great opportunity for us just to be a part of the Iowa Wolves and the athletes, and just really helping people get back to living however possible.
It is, and you know, you cover everything. And one of the most important things, and having three boys that went through Dowling and played sports at Dowling, we had with Dr. Schulte, we had plenty of weekends or late nights that we would come in, that he would come in. And it's a service that parents don't understand how important that service is, because the biggest mistake that you can make as a young athlete or an older just person wanting to get in shape is if you think you tweak something and you're just like, well, it's not that big a deal. Well, then you make it into a big deal and then it makes it more difficult. And that's the great thing. It's the great thing about DeMoss and all the different people that are involved. And you're right. So Ankeny, West Des Moines, I don't think people understand, because sometimes I get bored when I'm here and I pull up DeMoss.com and I see what wait times are just to see, because I talk about it all the time and I want to make sure it's that easy. And folks, it's that easy. You can take a look. You can sit in your car. You don't have to go in. You know, there's still people that are about going in. Here's what I do know is being in my real job and managing a bunch of clinics, that they're full and they're busy. And it's just, they're not run the same way. It's not that they're run poorly, because they're not. They're there to help you. This is run a very interesting way, because you put consumers first and not your business first.
Yeah, and the nice thing about coming to our urgent injuries is, you know, if you are in need of that specialist, we have on-call doctors that are there in for those specialties. So if you break your foot and you need to see get in line to see that surgeon. They're right there. They're on call. They're ready to go to help you. And, you know, if you have to walk out with crutches, we have them there ready to go. So you can get everything you need all in one place.
And that's the exciting thing. And we're getting ready to do a partnership together. And one of the things that Scott and I were thinking is that, you know, every once in a while, we can go on site and we have the ability to podcast. We have the ability to do live shows, but we have the ability to podcast too and sit down a couple of doctors and sit there. I have four headphones and be able to just talk through things.
We would love to have you on our joint effort podcast
and get that out there to people to understand. I think that's the biggest misnomer out there is you have to be. I mean, I'm going to be very honest. I was scared to death of my doctor when I was growing up because that's just the way it was. I think it's the way my parents wanted it. I think it's the way he wanted it. I thought he thought it was funny. It's not that way anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Our doctors are just phenomenal. They all have really great personalities. They enjoy embracing. And I've had the pleasure of sitting with our hand doctors, for example, at 7 a.m. in the morning and just listening to their compassion and their troubleshooting and making sure that they're coming up with the right plan for the patients. And I sit there and I think, I'm like, wow, how did I get so lucky to be in a room with such incredible, smart, compassionate, amazing humans and be surrounded by them every single day?
Because you brighten a room and people know that.
So
there you go. That's the reason.
I like to sparkle every now and then.
That's the reason that happens when you're in there. So help me again. So let's do this again. Engineered Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab. One of the biggest important. What's the young man's name? We had him in here.
Mr. Joey Glenn with Engineered Performance. Joey and right Glenn. Now, you know, it's super exciting. If you are a big fan of our Engineered Performance or you're an athlete that trains there, we do have some great merchandise on sale, which everyone's been waiting for. We've got some hooded sweatshirts and some T-shirts and long sleeve shirts that the kids have been asking for. And so we've been able to make that happen. But it's a short time sale. It's only a sweetheart of a deal. It's only good till Valentine's Day. So if you want to get some Engineered Performance gear, you better get out there or log on to your app and get your sweatshirt or your long sleeve T-shirt purchased.
I love it. So right now at the centers, extremely busy.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's great.
Yeah, it's crazy. We want. I drove around today and what parking lots that used to be empty are full again. I don't know if it's ever going to be. I've talked parking lot plans
and I have some visions for DMOS parking lot plans. When your employee has to circle around and you can't find a parking spot.
You know, things are good.
But I'm not afraid to park clear at the back. So to make sure there's ample parking for all of our customers.
And I think that's kind of where we're at. We have COVID fatigue, and I think we're breaking out of that. And it's fun to see all that come back. It's fun to be able to enjoy things like we used to. And one of those things that we like to enjoy to do, I mean, I don't go to enough Iowa Wild. I need to go more because every time I'm there, it's.
Have you ever had on the glass seats?
No.
Oh my gosh! Let's do it. I can get us seats. We'll sit right on the glass. And I'm telling you, if you can get an opportunity to go to the Iowa Wild game and sit on the glass and be right there, and there's a fight that almost breaks out in front of you, and they bang up there, and you're just, it's a totally different experience.
I'm so in. And the last four Wolves games we've gone, we've done the thing where you can go downstairs. You can stand there. You have your own seats. You have food. You have alcohol.
What an incredible experience, though, to be so close that you can see the sweat dripping off.
Oh yeah,
you can see the players and you can see their frustration if things aren't going quite the right way. But then when it flips and they score and they shoot a basket like within less than 2 seconds and they win the game, and seeing the players' expressions on the face and just the fan interaction, it's incredible. It really is.
It's fun. So the last time we were down there, the time before that, I had one of my tenants. He was going out of town. He's like, here, just take the tickets and go down. And so we were on the floor, and it was the scorer's table, my wife and I, Scott and his wife, and then the visiting team bench. And we sat the whole entire game and just had a bunch of fun with the visitor coach. I mean, he talked to us the whole entire game. He would sit there and go, okay, I can't complain to the referee, so I'm gonna complain to you guys.
Yeah.
It was one of the best experiences that I've ever had. But that's the crazy thing is it's still a great experience no matter where you're at.
Oh, yeah, because it's a great view. Yeah, so one of my friends was at the game yesterday, and he sends me a Snapchat, and he got a flag from one of the refs. And I said, don't be that guy. Come on. So being loud or obnoxious to the ref or not being – I said, don't be that guy. Just sit down and enjoy the game. I don't want to see that.
Right. You got to have fun.
I just have fun.
Right. And it was – so and so crazy thing, everybody got up and went to go get food, and I'm just sitting there have a beer in my hand, and I looked at my phone, and they came back out, and the first play, knock a ball coming right at me, knocks my beer off, crushes my beer can.
I think that's a foul play.
It is, and I mean I kid you not, 25 seconds later, I had another beer in my hand. I never moved. They came over, gave me a towel, everything.
They just take care of.
They do.
The fans, they take care of the fans. They take care of their players. They take care of the sponsors. And just what a great, it's so good that we have them.
It is.
And you know what's going to be rolling around here in Des Moines soon?
Hit me.
Luca.
Yes.
Luca is on our bus. We have a bus, and Luca is on our bus.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun.
It is fun.
I'm curious to see if people see Luca on our bus. I want to know. I want to know if people see Luca on the bus.
You talk about a young man that has grown leaps and bounds. I remember the first time watching him when we used to have the four play in a round robin game, and he was just getting started to play, and where he's at now is totally amazing. Well, it has been totally amazing. I got Melissa in here with me, Melissa Merrifield from Des Moines Orthopedic. We've been having a blast. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to me live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Off Limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment of this Wednesday. Man, I am all messed up this week. I have no idea why I'm messed up on days.
But I know.
I can't get them straight.
It does not feel like Wednesday, but I'm glad it's a Wednesday. But
I am too. But I had no idea. I thought it was Tuesday, and then I thought it was Thursday, and it's not. It's the one in between. So there you go. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk, Real Sports Fans. Twitter, at Steen on Sports, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Does DMOS have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page.
Is it just...
DMOS Ortho.
Okay. And are you guys on Twitter, too?
We're on Twitter, DMOS Ortho.
DMOS
Ortho. Sure you like, follow us.
Okay,
and,
boom. I got to do that tonight.
Yes, follow us on Instagram, follow us. We've got Twitter. We've got LinkedIn.
Enhanced Performance on too, or separately.
Yes.
Okay.
Their Engineer Performance by DMOS is on there as well.
Okay. So there we go. I got things to do tonight. You are going to get Northern Iowa.
I like fans.
Evansville.
I like fans a lot.
There you go. Me too.
Just like me. Like, subscribe. We also have a YouTube channel. We've got some really great content on YouTube. We've got all of our podcasts, our doctors. So if you ever are looking for some spare time and
perfect.
You just want to read and learn more about DMOS and our doctors and how great they are and their personalities, check out our YouTube channel.
Well, I've did interviews with at least three, and all of them were so unique. I love what they do, not when they're doctoring. In interviewing them, they're like, well, I didn't know we were going to – well, people want to know – I mean, they don't want to know personal things, but they want to know personal things about their doctors.
Our doctors are just as human as you and I.
Yeah.
And they're funny, and they have great senses of humor.
And some of the things they do in their spare time are, I'm like, oh, my God.
We have doctors that ski and boat and, I mean.
Farm. It's incredible.
It's really incredible to learn about what really makes up DMOS.
Even though I have Melissa in here, I got to read a Woodman Controls here. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. They provide, design, engineer, install, program, services with HVAC, lighting, card access, camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, go to Iowa and Ankeny, Iowa. Go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. So once again, Melissa's in here with me, Melissa Merrifield. Give him your correct title.
Yes. Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. It's a great Wednesday.
It is a great Wednesday.
What makes it great?
That my week's over halfway. It's Super Bowl week.
Super Bowl week.
That's
what's
the
your
thing.
Favorite appetizer for Super Bowl? Or what's your Super Bowl tradition?
You know what? We have a family that loves wings. I have a pit boss and learning to do that, but I'm a huge burnt ends guy.
Okay.
I love burnt ends.
Okay.
I just love food. And I love pairing food with alcohol.
Me? I second that.
Or maybe I just like I'm just a little bit, but no, that's the greatest thing. And I love getting to talk because we go off topic all the time. That is the greatest thing
we're
about.
We're still tying it back to the overall.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Super Bowl weekend.
We the tying of food with different types of alcohol is an art form.
And it is an art form.
I love going to places that do that, that you sit down for a meal and it's based around both. And it's exciting.
You know, I had an invitation last week to go to one of the newest, hottest speakeasies in Des Moines.
Really?
At Hotel Fort. And I will tell you, their mixologist takes their drinks to a whole new level.
See, I think that's fascinating.
I had a drink that was made out of egg white.
Really?
And it was delicious.
Unbelievable.
So wait, you have to put that on your list of places to go.
Okay. And I was never that person. And man, I am now, because the minute they go, okay, take this and this, tip of your tongue, and then drink that. And you're like, oh my gosh, it is incredible. And it's like earth shattering.
Now, if we really, really wanted to get off topic and we could talk whiskey, we could talk about old fashions all day long.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to get off too far off topic.
We can't get too far off topic. Now, we talked a little bit about Templeton Rye. I'm a huge Templeton Rye fan. So that's kind of some exciting stuff for you. With DMOS. Let's get back. So right now, busiest part of Des Moines, is it all spread out, or do you have an overwhelming amount of this is coming in and these doctors are overwhelmed right now?
We definitely are. We're busy, but we are definitely open for new appointments, especially with our spine center. We have next day appointments. So if you are like somebody like myself who has had back pain and you know how excruciating it can be and you just can't sleep, can't find any places.
Debilitating.
Yes. I was not a happy camper 6 months ago. I was in a lot of pain, and the doctors at DMOS, you know, I went through the whole PT and I've gone through the different layers. I avoided surgery, which is amazing, and I have no pain. I went from a pain level of like 11 to no pain at all.
That's incredible.
Which is incredible, and no surgery.
And see, that would be that would not be a good thing, because with your personality, I don't want you to have pain, because it would take away from your personality, because you can't can't be the same Melissa if you're in pain. I'm telling you.
I really wasn't. But I will tell you, we have next day appointments, and your back pain relief really starts at DMOS, because we have the physical therapy. We have the different avenues that give you, and you can come up with a plan. And, you know, my doctor sat there for 20 minutes talking to me about getting a spinal injection. And I was like, well, I'm not in pain anymore. And he's like, well, I don't think you need it. So it was the ability to have that conversation with him and sit down and talk about it versus just going in and doing the procedure.
Any different services from the West Des Moines office to the Ankeny offices, or do they specialize in something between the two?
Our Des Moines office does not have an urgent injury, but Ankeny definitely has an urgent injury, and as does our West Des Moines location. Our West Des Moines location also has the spine and photiatry clinic in there, and that's where you're to find the larger portion of our pods and specialties. All three of our locations, including our Engineered Performance, offer physical therapy. And so just knowing that you have those different avenues and levels of care, from urgent injury to the surgeons to getting better and getting back to living through physical therapy and all the great things, definitely makes it convenient for people to get in, and then just getting started and getting you back to living.
Engineered Performance, for all types. Let's say I have someone that knows they need to exercise, but have nothing. They don't have the will yet to do it. They know they have to do it, but they don't. Going to a gym doesn't help because there's nobody helping them. Somebody like that, can they help them?
Yeah, we do have some different levels of classes. We do have an adult training class. You know, they're going to help put together kind of the right plan for you and help you identify what that looks like. So, yeah.
Good. I mean, I think that's important, right? I think that's the people that are athletes go to somewhere like that, and that's the enhanced part, right? So they're going to take them to the next level. We have so many people that are scared of gyms. They're scared of you know, weights. They're scared of stretching. They're scared of all that because the last time I did it, maybe I tweaked something and I couldn't do anything for a long time, so I don't want to do it. So they just don't. And that's the worst thing you can do is don't.
And that's the nice thing about Engineered Performance is they are trained in making sure that you are doing the right form and you are working on that. But if you have had an injury or something, that's their specialty too, is
right.
Also working with you to rebuild your strength, regain the levels that you're at. We have a pretty amazing machine at our West Des Moines location that is called the HUMEC machine, and it actually measures your physical torque and gives it in a data spot so you can see. You can actually physically see if one leg is more than the other or one arm is the other. And so if you think about being an athlete and you're training and you've had an injury and you're rebuilding and you're working back to that, not only do you just, you know, sometimes we feel better, but we're not quite there yet. So this machine will actually help them measure how much strength that they have regained back or how much they're working towards.
So one of the things, and in being a sports show, and I got 15 seconds here, one of the things would be fun to have somebody that we could have come on next week, maybe when Scott's back, that we can talk to somebody about Brock Purdy's injury, because they're talking, I mean, it's 24/7 on sports. So we're going to have to set that up so we can
make that happen.
Yeah. That we can talk to somebody and go, okay, I know what an ulnar is, and I know some of the things that happen, but it'd be fun to get them to do that. Not as fun as having you sit across from me. Thank you very much for sitting across from me today.
You are so very welcome.
We will see more of each other. We'll talk all the time. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talks, real sport talk for real sports fans. It was fun having David Eichold on. It's always a blast to have Melissa in here. I will see you tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
Keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle, Highway 65 North, that's near the